Are you ready to break the silence and embrace the transformative journey of perimenopause? Well, you're in the right place. We are Natalie and Lisa, your hosts, and this is the podcast that's rewriting the script on perimenopause.
Join us in embracing the strength within, awakening dormant power, and closing the knowledge gap. We're here to inspire great health and ensure every woman is seen and heard.
Get ready for expert insights, relatable stories, and a community that gets it. Unleash your perimenopause power. It's time to own your story. Hey there, listeners. Have you had the opportunity to check out our Let's Talk community? It is a safe, supportive space for women coming into, going through, or on the other side of menopause. With weekly online meetups, learning resources, you can be sure of connecting with like-minded women who are ready to support themselves and support you. Go check out the link in the show notes to learn more about this vibrant community. And don't forget, we have got a very special offer. If you join right now, you can join for the lifetime annual fee of $99. Plus, if you join before April 21st, you can bring a friend along for free. Now let's get into today's episode. Well, hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Perimenopause Power. It is just Lisa and I today, but of course, we are full of passion and exciting things to talk about. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Nat, how are we?
Going really well, as usual. And today's episode, we decided to bring to the forefront a topic which has really been front of mind in a lot of conversations that we've had, in particular in the last week. And the phrase is self-care.
Yeah, self-care. It just keeps raising its head. And it just seems like it's so hard to achieve. And I just wonder, like so many other things that we do in this world, are we just complicating it? And so I wanted to start off with I did a bit of a Google, as we do, around what is self-care? How does Google define it? So I thought this was really interesting and really hits the mark, right? It's the practice of taking action to preserve or improve one's own health, or the practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress. And I feel like I speak for both of us actually, there is so much stress going on in our everyday lives that we have it ourselves, right? But it's just really, it envelopes everything that we do. And that self-care, especially for women, has just gone out the window. And we just don't seem to be giving it any priority. I recently met with a friend and she made a comment around how she puts all her time and energy into dinners that she prepares for her family because she knows that it's got to be nutritious and delicious and all those descriptive words you can think about with a dinner that you want to prepare for your beautiful family. But yet when it comes to lunch for herself, she'll just make all the wrong choices or quick choices because she's on the run. So what's the difference in preparing a nutritious meal or taking the time to actually seek out a nutritious meal if she has to buy it to actually what she prepares for her family, be it breakfast, lunch or dinner? And it really struck me at that point, wow, if that's not self-care, then, you know, I don't know where we're going wrong. I don't know. It's just we just don't seem to be giving it a priority. And I feel like it doesn't take that much, you know, it doesn't take very long to actually give ourselves self-care. Maybe we think we should be doing it an hour a day or, you know, even 15 minutes a day. Putting it into your schedule, like a meeting, is the one thing that we talk about in our coaching, isn't it, Nat?
Yes, we do. And I feel like self-care has been grouped into similar bucket as mother's guilt, looking after yourself, or women in general. There's like a collective of words or a collective of phrases which seem to be along that theme that we are just not worthy of doing anything for ourselves, or we just don't deserve to do anything for ourselves, because again, we can come back to the conditioning and the way society has been set up by man, for man, across generations. And here we are today in 2024, where women, let's be honest, we weren't seen as equal. We've always been seen as the nurturers and the carers. Men have had their role in the hunters and the gatherers. And so I feel like that flavor really has just come down through the generations. And we know that our brains haven't evolved since caveman days. So our makeup of our bodies have not actually evolved so much. And so the feelings and the things that have happened in past lives, as you know, it gets passed down from generation to generation. And so that same flavor, I think, around us being the motherly type, the nurturers, the carers, the providers, it's just something I think that is naturally ingrained in us. And so for us to then start to actually consider ourselves as needing support, or actually thinking, well, if I give myself support, it means that I'm not coping, or I'm struggling, or perhaps something's wrong, I can't do my role as a mother if I need to start looking after myself. But we know that you can't be the mother, the wife, the employee, the worker, the business owner, whatever it is or hat that you have across your days. We can't give to that if we're not giving to ourselves, right? And I just feel there's just such a flavor that's just carried down from one generation to the next generation. And we need to really flip it on its head.
Yeah, I think you're so right. And I think, you know, you talk about evolving, and we have evolved, you know, so much since those days where we had much more time on our hands, you know, and it's we're just living a different world. I just think that we need to stop and acknowledge that we do need to really look after ourselves. And there are so many things that we can be doing from a self-care point of view that cost you nothing. For me, it can be a walk, like going for a walk every day, first thing in the morning. And I actually didn't get to do it this morning, and I'm going to do it after this podcast today. But it's just the simple things that can really light you up and give you, you know, some breath work as you're going through, or just seeing people in your local neighborhood as you go for a walk and connecting with others. It doesn't cost you anything to do these things. And it's not so much, you know, we all love a facial, don't we, Nat, and a massage, but they're not really the things I suppose we're talking about here. It's about taking the time out just to really stop and be. And, you know, we've talked a lot about breathing in some of the events that we've been through this week, just taking that breath and just really signaling to our body that everything is okay. And funnily enough, when we actually stop and acknowledge what we're doing, we actually think, well, that didn't take me very long at all, because we're living this fast-paced, in this fast-paced society, fast-paced life, we think that we don't have the time. So, yeah, I don't know. And I'm not really sure. Obviously, we do a lot of coaching around this with women, but I'm still wondering how we help shift that mindset. And I'm hoping that today, through doing this podcast, does really raise the whole essence around what self-care is to our listeners, and encouraging them to start with that 15 minutes a day. What are some of the ideas that you have around self-care, Nat?
I just wanted to say, before I did jump into some ideas actually, Lise, was just talk about how crucial self-care is during menopause and change of life that we're going through. We know that our body is going through such a physical and a psychological change, which we can't control. It's part of our makeup. And everything that we do during this phase of perimenopause really does lead into how we're going to feel in our older years as well. And we often say, if there's ever a time for self-care, it is during this time in our perimenopause years, our 40s, early 50s. And of course, we encourage everyone to think about self-care every part of their life, but if ever there was a time, it really is this time, because we know that our bodies need to be so supported on that physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. And when we're living in that state of fight or flight, dysregulated, completely disconnected from mind and body, then we're not supporting ourselves to be healthy, to thrive, to be well. And also it's going to impact how we feel as we age as well. And, you know, really, when you think about self-care, I almost put it in inverted commas as another taboo topic. And really, we could have a whole other podcast and business about self-care in trying to shift that mindset. But there really is just such a taboo. And I don't know if it's the wording around it, if it's that self element that we're thinking about ourselves, because again, we're often have been conditioned to think that if we think about ourselves, that we're selfish. But we only have one body. And I know you've said many times, Lise, that our body is a temple and we need to look after our body because we only get one chance at this life. We only get one chance to do all the things that we want to do and have the relationships and the family, and the friendships that we have. And so we have to really come back to ourselves and recognize our experience and be with our experience and then gently bring things into our days that can really support us. I think that's really where we need to start thinking about that. It's, you know, we often see self-care is not selfish. It's not, definitely not. And it's just part of who we are so that we can show up and do the things that we want to do and live that positive, vibrant life that I know all of us want to do and have across our days.
Yeah. Well, I love all of that, Nat. And I think, you know, when we think about self-care, perhaps there's a thought process that it's too hard, but start small. And we talked about this also during the week, didn't we, around I'm not a big fan of, you know, we can have it all, because I feel like sometimes it sets us up to fail. And I feel like I've spoken about this on a previous podcast. But what you can have are the things that are most dear and important to you, and that's your all. And that part of that is your self-care routine and whatever that looks like as also. But sometimes I think when you say you have it all, we feel like we've got to have it all. So we fly from this to this and we actually don't really live in the today. You know, one thing I've really concentrated on over this year is tomorrow's happened, to the next day is going to happen too, but just live. I wasn't really taking enough elements from the day that is today. And again, as we think about the day that is today, what self-care strategies can you put into that for you each day? And for me, like when I finish this, I'm actually, my son's home from uni, I'm going to go make a hot chocolate and we're going to have a chat. And for me, that's self-care, because I get to do the things that I love and I'm connecting with family, having a beautiful, you know, hot chocolate just warms me up. It's quite cool here today in Melbourne, but it just makes me happy. So it can be the smallest things. And I just wonder if we think that they have to be really big. And maybe that's why people think it's really big. It's too hard. I don't have the time. I'm not going to do it. I would love to, but I'm not going to do it. So I would really invite everyone to look at how they can break down a self-care element through their day, each day, go for a walk, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, very true. And again, I think it's important to think about that, yeah, this is about just setting your day up for success.
Mm.
It doesn't have to go and be an hour gym session or a spa treatment or a facial, as you said. It's actually incorporating the things that we do every day in our life and actually seeing them as self-care. So for example, some ideas, healthy eating. When we focused on a nutritious meal and ensuring that we're getting the nutrients that our body needs, self-care, engaging in regular exercise, so physical activity, whatever that is to you, yoga, walking, swimming, weights, whatever it is, engaging and being mindful and connected in that exercise as well. We know stress and finding ways to support our stress responses. We often think about minimizing stress or reducing stress. And I've spoken before on the podcast that we can't always reduce the stress around us, but we can choose the way that we respond to stress. And we know breathing, mindfulness, relaxation are all key things that we can do as part of a self-care routine. And I don't even actually like referring to it as a self-care routine, because It just should be our healthy routine. It should just be part of
Yeah.
our day routine. But the key is setting up rituals throughout your day and turning them into habits. We know getting adequate sleep, and so actually valuing what sleep does for us. Hydration, making sure we're drinking water. And another big one too is supportive relationships and actually being mindful in our relationships. As you said, what you're about to do with your son is having that connection. Just being present and mindful with the people in our company and meaningfully connecting. We run a whole workshop series on this around meaningful connections and, sharing experiences, receiving emotional support, giving emotional support, that tend and befriend feeling that we are very good at giving in terms of our nurturing and empathy. We're harnessing that strength actually as a woman. And we can actually harness that and use that. And that is self-care in return for us. I think we really need to just squash this idea that self-care is something else I've got to bring into my day, when it's actually, we can just make it part of our everyday in everything that we do. We just need to come back to the present moment and be mindful in what we're doing and conscious about what we're doing, because we're living so unconsciously in our autopilot every single day as well.
I love that bit that you talk about, Nat. I love all of that about leaning into your strengths. So it's finding what the self-care is for you and just doing it, leaning into your strengths. And I think don't feel like you have to explain yourself to anyone either around what you might be doing or taking a break to do. Just do it. And I often say to a lot of people around, just put it into your diary. Like we all show up for a meeting, don't we, at work? It's in the diary. We show up, be it 15, 30 minutes, an hour. Put that self-care element into your diary. And it doesn't have to be at the same time every day, but work it around your calendar as to when you can find the space to do it. But just really be open to committing to it, day by day and seeing what it works out to be for you. It's got to be the right fit, obviously. I just would implore our listeners to think about the whole self-care aspect. And if they're, I do find that coming into winter here in Melbourne, that everyone sort of gets a bit more bit into the doldrums, don't they? Because it's cold, the weather's a bit grey, the sun's certainly not shining here in Melbourne today. And then that really does exacerbate how you're feeling around yourself. So if there's a more important time to be putting into those self-care routines, I feel it is in those colder months also. I find that self-care is actually easier in the summer months, actually, because you tend to be outside more and getting a bit of vitamin D and more easily going for a walk and, some of those simple things. I do love some of the options you gave previously. I think sleep is prioritizing sleep is such a beautiful self-care element. And I was in bed quite early last night and feel quite energized today just from that. And I know you do a lot of meditation and journaling. They're, beautiful other self-care options to be considering as well. So yeah, I really hope. It's not a rant as such, but it's just something that just keeps coming up and up in our conversations that we're having. And I really does hope this really hits a chord with some of our listeners into maybe being more action orientated when it comes to their own self-care moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, coming into a new season is a really great opportunity for us to reconnect with what's important to us in that moment. So knowing our values and understanding our values helps us align our decisions to that. And so if we, and we speak to lots of women who understand the importance of health and want to be able to be healthy and well, but of course, they always tell us that they're not prioritizing it. But when that's your value, when health is your value, you then make decisions that align with that. And, it's a great time to reconnect with your values. And so perhaps as an action item to start thinking about self-care and where you can incorporate self-care into your days is just making a list of what you value, what's most important to you right now, and particularly as we come into a change of season too. What is important and what are the things that you want to have in your days and do across your days as well? So, yeah, hopefully this episode has just got you thinking about self-care and thinking about that it's not a taboo or it's not a nice to have down the track, that it's actually just about you looking after you and you taking care of you. And that's the most important thing that you can do so that you can show up as the person and the role that you have in your life and give to those people and love those people the way that you want to.
Yeah, such a great reminder.
Thanks so much,
well, thank
Lise.
You from us. Yeah, thanks, no worries. See you, Nat.
Thanks for tuning in to Perimenopause Power. If you found today's episode empowering, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Your journey through perimenopause just got a whole lot brighter.
And of course, we'd love to hear your thoughts, so leave us a review. Your feedback helps us empower even more women on this transformative journey. Until next time, keep embracing your perimenopause power.